Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, I'm on fire. And so is caller Ernie here. Ernie, you're touching on this Canadian politician who is calling the Security and Prosperity Partnership of the three nations in North America a coup d'etat, right?
A coup d'etat.
That's the one you're referring to.
Absolutely, and it's available on Rents.com, and it was posted on July 31st. And despite our vice president saying, ain't no NAFTA superhighway system.
Doesn't exist.
Oh, right. And he also said last night, I watched part of Larry King to the just a minute, and once I heard he said Alberto Gonzalez is a good guy, and really, believe me, I couldn't take it anymore.
But it is the theater of the absurd, though, isn't it?
No. Huh? And in her article on this Canadian coup d'etat, she talks about how they're undermining our civil liberties, and she mentions the Patriot Act in the U.S. and the Anti-Terrorist Act in Canada. And this is, she writes, this has been the mechanism to implement the police state apparatus necessary to enforce Fortress America. Mm-hmm. And she goes further about how it got started. She talked about NAFTA, and she also credits Robert Pastor of the Council on Foreign Relations, who has affirmed that NAFTA was the first step towards creating this North American Union. And with these free trade initiatives and the putting this under international rule and undermining our Constitution and Bill of Rights, it's just a continuous effort here to mislead the people. Mm-hmm. And to hide what they're really doing with these working groups and using taxpayers' money to do this to us.
That's right.
And then claiming they're not doing it. It is the most amazing bunch of liars and deceivers, and it's like treasonous act. They're not fulfilling their constitutional obligations that they swore to God to carry out the Constitution. They're facilitating
which God?
Right. What is their which God? Which God is?
We know which God they hold allegiance to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then I'd like to end my comments here with a little discussion on Bob Chapman, because we're talking about not only the increased cost of gasoline and the Bilderberg meeting and the promise of $6 a gallon ultimately and breaking the country and our economy, putting this into servitude, but they're also backdoing the increase in food prices using ethanol. And in other countries such as Brazil, they use sugar cane, and you can even use grass and get a better yield.
That is the dumbest idea I've ever seen. I mean, since I don't know when in America.
Oh, I know.
And you look at the effect it's having, as you said, on the food price, not to mention the devaluation of the dollar. And, boy, it's just been insane. Totally.
Oh, absolutely. And but Chapman writes in his discussion about the toxic adverse effects of using ethanol and in terms of the environment, it affects the clean air.
Sure,
it also affects the engines. For example, ethanol is highly corrosive.
Yes, it's having a very bad effect on the engines.
The pipeline seals and fuel systems of existing, but nobody talks about that.
No, it's too important.
Right.
He
states, as Henry Kissinger said, control the oil and you control entire nations. Control the food and you control the people. So don't forget George Bush Sr.'s father in the Agenda 21 program that he was pushing and advocating. And when you look at all the leading candidates, I know you mentioned Hillary and Obama and
Giuliani.
Right. These are all CFR and Trilateral Commission members. Ron Paul is the one exception.
McCain. Yeah, they're all bad news.
Well, Rick,
thank you for the call. Thank you, Ernie. We'll be back with more calls straight ahead on the program, 800-313-9443, as America burns.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Oh, all righty. Yes, I'm back. I'm here. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. And, yes, what Ernie has alluded to is very important because there are people in Canada who are beginning to see happen there what we are seeing happen here. And Mexicans as well obviously need to be concerned because all of these nations are losing their sovereignty under SPP and NAFTA and the North American Union, which they continue to say does not exist while promoting it, and they are deliberately creating the next phase of the program, which they deny existence of. How do you like that? Isn't that absolutely amazing? And, you know, as he said, the legislative branches, the governance here, all of them are coming under obsolescence, you know, essentially. The judicial arm, the election arm, the legislative arm, all of them are becoming persona non grata because this SPP is superseding the Constitution, which means it's superseding the law of the land, superseding the Bill of Rights, superseding the restraint of government, and that means a new government, which is going to have broader powers, more control, in total violation of the U.S. Constitution. That's George Bush's idea of freedom. That's what the people of Iraq are beginning to experience now as we speak. So, yes, by all means, you can go and read it. And it did appear on Rents.com. The Canadian poll calls SPP a coup d'etat for 7:31:07. All right, now let me go right back to the phones. And our next caller is Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, well spoken, except that when these people do implement this region number two, the people in America, they will shoot, they will fire. And in that case, because in that case, the government doesn't exist. The Constitution nor even the United States government doesn't mm-hmm. exist. You have a regional mm-hmm. coup of some kind of tyranny. For sure. I mean, you have tyranny anyway, but you have... It would be clearly to the millions of masses that mm-hmm. will, let's say, years ago, they wouldn't back the militia. They definitely will then. Actually, they'd be making a mistake with that. A couple of things. One is the guy mentioned the ethanol, and Robert Chapman talking about the ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ethanol can ruin your engine. Unless you have the type of metal engine like the Japanese Zeros who bombed Pearl Harbor that... what's his name? Franklin Rosenfeld?
Mm-hmm.
Roosevelt?
Yeah, Roosevelt.
Rosenberg, yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah, the Yed president allowed to, you know, blow up Pearl Harbor. Those engines were, they could take ethanol because of the internal components in the pistons, I think, and the chamber. If you have something, you know, strong enough, you can. But
let's face it, I don't know if you know it or not, but the emissions, are one of the emissions is formaldehyde.
Well, you know, that's in cigarettes. That's what makes the stuff
yeah.
cancer.
And,
yeah,
and that's a neurotoxin along with acetaldehyde. Which, of course, has been banned as a carcinogenic in California as well. And it is corrosive, by the way. Ethanol is corrosive of the pipeline seals and the fuel systems of all existing car and gasoline engines. So,
right, the ones
so
we use today. Right.
Progress, yes.
But if you had a good helicopter engine or a good, matter of fact, they did make a car on a helicopter engine back in the 50s, I was told.
Yeah.
They discontinued it.
Especially if they're black helicopters.
Oh yeah, you're funny.
I am, yes. But you know,
no, but I know the Japanese Zeros. The propeller engines in the Japanese
uh-huh.
Zeros. They did take ethanol.
Oh yeah,
and they were very powerful mm-hmm. engines. I want to move on to something else.
Sure, go ahead.
You mentioned the thing. Somebody mentioned something about the weather in Katrina. Let me tell you this. I was
mm-hmm.
told by some people
mm-hmm.
who, some weathermen who actually did. Find that when they were tracking that hurricane, it was
mm-hmm.
very, very, very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
The way the thing moved suddenly swooped up
oh, yeah.
into the land.
Yeah.
You definitely can manipulate the weather.
Oh, absolutely.
It has. Yeah, Nick Begich covered it. The antennas up there in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Russia has it also. They've been doing it for a while. It's gotten better and better at it. I believe that tsunami was something they did underneath the ocean floor.
Yeah.
That wasn't necessarily HAARP, but something else.
There was speculation about that. You know.
Yeah, well, Joyce Riley, she believes it's possible that they did. But definitely with the hurricanes and
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing, you definitely can manipulate that. As long as it's with warm climates. Now, if you're up in Massachusetts or up near Sweden or north of Germany, it makes it difficult because the hurricanes really do need that warm, humid, tropical air. That's why places further up, too north or really too south, is too cool. You know, it won't work. But there's no doubt that they're manipulating the weather. And here's the reason why. These people, I told you, this stuff is fanatically religious with these people, and I don't mean Christian. What they want to do is see if they can control the weather and it can cause problems, then they could say global warming. You know, there
mm-hmm.
was an incident
mm-hmm.
with the Katrina, then all of a sudden Gore comes
mm-hmm.
out with this global warming thing.
Yep, also, yep.
Yeah, of course, there were scientists. Even Alex Jones played some movie he had recently on his website that the top scientists believe, though, that the global warming is not caused by man. So these people are, that's what that's about.
Yeah,
they flip switches.
It's nonsense to begin with. But what it's all about is control, Henry. You know.
Yeah,
that
is. That is what it's about. That is. They're really wackos, really.
I mean,
you know,
they find a new boogeyman. You know, in the 1930s, it was the Nazis. They were the boogeyman.
Yeah.
And the Japanese, the slanty eyes. Then it became the communists who were created, nurtured, and helped by the United States during World War II. And then after that, then it became the environmental issue. Now it's the Islamo-fascists and environmental issues all combined to make a greater need for a one-world community, as they say.
Yeah. And I'm not wild about Islam, but we know that's being manipulated. So actually,
it was the communists
that caused the rise of the Nazis, actually.
Absolutely. You know, every intervention, every act of interventionism always creates problems that then the interventionists come along and say, you see why we need more interventionism? Instead of saying, mind your own business, isolationism, neutrality, get out of the world affairs, and you'll be much better off. And so will the world, by the way, if we minded our own business.
Yeah, like Switzerland. You know, I was thinking
That's the
key. Well, what you're describing is what the old motto of which came out of ancient Rome. Actually, they gave it to the Romans: "Auto out of chaos."
Yes.
And just like what Jordan Maxwell says, that's really what the whole thing is. But it's like a clockwork. But I will say this and go. You mentioned about minding your own business. I was just thinking of something. What if we did go back on the silver standard, and the dollar was really the silver eagle as opposed to the Federal Reserve dollar, and we did go back to banking under the law where you can open up a savings account even overseas. I mean, you could be overseas and open up a savings account here, okay?
That's a nightmare.
Without requiring a Social Security number and anything like that, which is the law, by the way.
What if we did all these things, Henry?
All right, if we did, we would be the greatest creditor nation as opposed to the greatest debtor nation like Switzerland.
Do you realize how unhappy, how angry you're making the internationalist globalist elite? Do you realize what that would do to these poor folk?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because they're scum, and they're crazy, and they're old, stupid idiots, and they're destroying Western culture, and they're destroying my people, and they're destroying my people both here as well as in Canada, Australia, and Europe, and everywhere combined.
I used to say, what if they gave a war and nobody ever went to war? Remember that?
Yeah, you know? I know.
Well, if people were smart enough and wise enough, there would have been none of this nonsense in the last century. And they would have hanged
the
traitors.
They didn't know, though. I don't blame even people your generation. Because I saw some old movies on Channel 13.
Well, that's not entirely true, because there were people who were warning them, like Father Coughlin and others in the 30s, about Roosevelt, what he was up to, and they took him off the air. And right then and there, they should have known what was going on. Saying,
oh, I didn't know that.
Of course, okay. People were given warning, but
they
let it happen.
Yeah, but they did it in 1913. What about that?
They let that happen. But at least in the 30s here, by the 20s, you know, you had radio. You had people on the air like Coughlin and others who were standing up for, some of it was populism, some of it was constitutionalism, but either way, it was anti-internationalism and anti-Zionist.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is what resulted in them being pulled off the air. That should have awakened people, and they should have hanged the bastards right then and there. We're at that point now again where we're going to have to get that rope. as Carl Klang says, hang them high, one way or the other, by the ballot or whatever other box is necessary, but let reality speak here. We have come full circle to the war for independence. Where they
Yeah, but give them a trial first, though, because according to the Fourth and Fifth Amendment, they got to have a trial. And that's, you know,
I would be happy to be the judge at the trial, Henry.
Yeah, okay.
You can be on the jury. How's that?
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
All right.
By the way, who was Paul Revere? Just wait, because it may be before my time. Who was Paul Revere?
Paul Revere. You will be Paul Revere. Remember what he said?
I don't know who he is. That's why I'm asking
Paul,
you.
You don't know who Paul Revere... I'm not even going to tell you if you don't know.
Oh, no, I don't. I really don't.
Shame on you. Go right now and look up... Do you have a dictionary? Do you have an encyclopedia, rather?
Do you have some book
at home? Well, look up Paul Revere's name.
Okay.
And then you'll
all
see
right,
the British are coming. The British are coming.
Oh, you're talking about that, Paul Revere. I thought you were talking about a radio talk show.
No.
You're talking about the one in the Revolutionary War?
Goodness gracious me, of course.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I thought that when you talk about radio, I thought Paul Revere. I thought it was another guy named Paul Revere who has a talk show host Jack Benny or...
Please.
Or Alan Shepard or something like that.
Henry,
okay.
Right.
Okay, let you go.
Wake
nice
up.
Talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodness gracious. All right, okay. I'll be right back, Rick Adams, unsure of himself, but we will be back in 3 minutes, Lord willing.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, and I was going to mention to you the guest tomorrow night is scheduled, of course, is Grant Hall, who wrote the book Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft, blah, blah, blah. And we'll be talking to him in the 9 o'clock hour at the very least, okay? We may go beyond that, depending on your response. It's a very interesting book, and it does detail a lot about computer privacy, phone privacy, bank secretly involving itself with the government in your accounts, your affairs, your business. It also deals with how to become a stealth worker, really, so that, hey, you're not on the radar screen if you can. Now, that's going to be interesting to find out exactly, for those of you who haven't read the book, how he does that. So we'll be doing that tomorrow night, and then another special program Friday night. But anyway, let's go back to the phones, 800-313-9443. We talked a little bit about the tragedy in Minneapolis with the bridge collapse and at least seven dead now in that bridge collapse into the Mississippi River. So right now it's time to talk to another caller, and that is Rodney in Texas. Hello, Rodney.
Rick Adams, good evening.
Good to hear your voice. Been a long time.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear you still going strong, brother. I know it's just really a pleasure to be able to hear somebody who's articulate and a great moderator on the radio and speaks good common sense, and probably first and foremost, have a deep respect for what's right and what's wrong.
Well, I think there are many of us, really, on the air.
Well, I'm sure, but, you know, since I'm speaking with you right now, you know, I just want to commend you for being a steward in that area, and I'm going to pray, brother, that you keep up the good work. You know, it's been very, very frustrating for people, you know, good, decent people worldwide.
Yes.
And, you know, that last caller, you know, is... And I'm not picking on him, you know, I hope he doesn't take it this way, but you know, when you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Yeah.
You heard that saying before.
Well, you got to know. You got to know, you know, who we're speaking about. When we speak about Paul Revere and Patrick Henry and Madison and all of the rest of them, Isaac Hopkins, you know, just men that probably are all but forgotten by most Americans today, unfortunately.
This is one of the reasons, Rick, so many people are being taken advantage of by your globalists.
Yes.
Because we have been dumbed down, and myself included, at one point, I didn't respect history. I didn't really feel like that quote-unquote old stuff was relevant.
Yeah.
To our lives today. However, when I started to read the Bible, and I'm speaking of the Old Testament and New Testament, or the Hebrew scriptures and Greek and Arabic scriptures in their original form, I started to realize that it's very, very relevant to us today. And there are a lot of prophecies in the Bible and in history, past history, that are unfolding even as you and I speak. Now, you know, a lot of it is bad, but then a lot of these things have been foretold for us right in the scriptures. You see, this is what happens when you let madmen have this unchecked power to do the things that the Bush and many of these other, and Bush is just really, he's just a dummy, a puppet. But he's a useful puppet, a useful dummy. You know, he's carrying out the agenda. I want to briefly comment on this bridge falling.
Yes.
Something that I noticed. You know, a lot of these bridges, highways and things are being built by cheap labor. And here's the point.
Yes.
Many of these people, they're functionally illiterate. This is the price you pay when you go out and you hire labor to, you know, just because they're cheap. A lot of times this kind of connects with what I believe, because it's happening more and more around this country, and the news hardly ever talks about this. That, you know, when you have a lot of these workers out here working on these projects, they build up these things, and like I said, they're functionally illiterate in their own language. They're completely illiterate in English, and you're seeing more and more, and I have read stories in years past where people who this is a problem worldwide, illiteracy, and that's what the globalists like. They like people who, you know, don't have any kind of education.
Yes.
But people are killed every day by people and accidentally are given, you know, prescriptions, or they put, in one case that I read about, a guy took some feed that he thought was feed and mixed it in with some more feed, you know, for some animals, and it turned out that it was poison. Well, he didn't know that because he couldn't read. And there are people who are killed every day in this country and worldwide because you have so many people who are hired as cheap labor to do these jobs, and they can't read and write.
Absolutely.
So that's another.
If you want to hang on, you may, Rodney.
Thank you.
We'll give you a little more time, all right? Stay where you are. We got a quick break. We'll be right back with more calls on the program tonight, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
All right, and we are back now. We are going to continue to take more calls. Just ahead, one dropped off, Jerry dropped off, and we'll go to Doug now in Texas. Hello, Doug.
Yeah,
Doug, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you've been having trouble with that cell phone.
You lost me last night, but now...
I found you.
Okay, I heard
now
you
I found
say,
you, Doug. Go ahead.
I heard you say on my truck radio that I needed to get a bigger cell or this or that.
Whatever.
Or shout it from... the highest mountain.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm communicating with you now from the highest mountain. Can you hear me?
Which mountain is that?
Mount Bastrop here in Texas.
Okay. And what is the elevation?
683 feet above sea level.
Well, that should do it. That's good enough.
And I have a megaphone. I'm using a megaphone.
Good.
Okay. Well, I didn't get my chance to defend my favorite pastor, the man of God, Pastor Hagee, last night.
Yes.
I read in American Free Press where he clarified everything and, you know, all his expenditures and his, he obfuscated it where you don't know if the guy makes a nickel or owns anything and...
Nothing to hide now.
He makes it clear there's nothing to hide.
He's a man of the cloth. Which cloth now? We've got to get into that at some point. Which cloth? But we won't take that up right now.
But he, I was very disappointed to hear people talking in there, speaking about Hagee in derogatory terms and you know, insinuating that he is not the pure Christian that he is, that he can't speak much about Christ when he's over in, you know, the country of God's chosen people, but the place that is a sanctuary for the international criminals, and, you know, God chose these people for a reason, I would think, to have all the prostitution rings, drug money, running things, the apartheid, anti-Christ state of Israel, that's where he gathered all of his precious chosen people, I think. I mean,
well, he supports democracy.
Well, isn't that special?
And of course, that means we must oppose Iran, and we must continue the expansion throughout the Middle East. After all, doesn't God instruct Abraham and his children to do that?
I think he did.
Yeah?
I hadn't.
All right.
I've missed a couple of weeks. I've had car problems, and I didn't get to go down there and listen to Pastor Hagee's, you know, so.
Well, you got to get with the program, Doug. You have to get online and support what is truly Christian, and John Hagee will tell you that in all of his latest books. And if you don't believe him, you can read Pat Robertson, and you can still read Jerry Falwell's literature, and you can read, you can read David Hunt and so many other great authors who will tell you what we must do in the future. And it isn't very nice, but it has to be done, and the United States can do it.
Well, because God created these little Arab people that don't believe in usury and pornography and booze.
Isn't that awful, huh?
You know, and they'd like to live their own little lives.
Yes, they are a threat to the New World. We must abolish them and do away with that. That
right.
is definitely a threat, yes.
They're
I can see it.
Too.
I can see it very clearly, Doug.
I'm glad you can, Rick.
Thank you.
And
thank
I'm
you.
I'm glad you pass this on to your listeners.
I will.
And
the invitation still holds for John Hagee to come on and discuss his biblical views, as they say. And I know that you would like to talk to him direct. So he is invited to come on the program.
Well, I'm sure he'll be on there, but I don't see any point in me being on there because I agree with the good pastor. Now, I have problems with Ron Paul because I've recently found out that I've been to his last 20 birthday parties, Rick. And I've recently found out that he doesn't exist. He has been, I don't know what kind of fiction they came up with.
Speaking of Ron Paul now, somebody had intimated to me that they knew of a case, somebody going up to Ron Paul at a recent meeting that he had on the campaign trail and showing him an article about chemtrails. And he turned around, threw the newspaper down, flung it down with force, and rejected it and said it's total nonsense. Now, would you say that's a true situation, or would you doubt that Ron Paul would do something like that?
Rick, I know Ron Paul. I've known him for 20 years. I met him in Houston. He delivered my niece and nephew, and I met him in an American Opinion bookstore. And every year, I contribute regularly. And every year I go to his birthday party. It'll be at his little place in
But what about that idea? Do you think that Ron Paul would do such a thing? And have you ever asked him about chemtrails?
I have never asked him specifically about chemtrails or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he is the closest thing to Jesus Christ that this country will ever see. He's the finest man, and he didn't waver. He didn't, he didn't think. He answers a question, and he didn't. You don't see the little wheels turning because he knows the answer already, and the answer is always right.
All right.
It's always right.
Well, I take your word for it, and I know you know him personally. So
yeah,
thank you for that endorsement.
But he doesn't exist in the Jewish-controlled media. I think it'd be fair to say Zionist. Let's use the word Zionist.
That seems
more acceptable.
Islamo-fascist media.
Oh, the Islamo-fascist
right.
media.
Now you got to get that straight.
Right. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of studying to find out what the real problem was. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the site of the cross where Jesus was crucified, the plane that crashed in there at that time, it didn't have a black box, no engine, and no... they didn't have any landing gear or anything, but they had a Koran and a passport from some Islamo-fascist.
Yes, that's
so,
right.
I'm
well,
learning
thank you
history.
Very much. I have to move along, though, Doug. We do have other callers, and it's nice reminiscing, and you continue
right.
to support John Hagee. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you will. All right. 800-313-9443 is the number, and we're talking about a myriad of issues here, and yes, Bob Chapman's midweek report is definitely something you should avail yourselves to, and you definitely want to get on the mailing list, the email list, theinternationalforecaster.com, and he is talking about so many issues, not just the ethanol issue and this deal worked out in Brazil with Bush and his buddies and so forth. He's also talking about their war plans and what may or may not happen. What is happening to the dollar, the real estate market bottoming out. That now is a given on all of the major media now. They're talking like it's the end. The sky is falling. And what's going to be done about it? Despite all of the turnaround, all of a sudden the oil markets going down, the price of oil, all of a sudden the reversal of fortunes on the stock market. That is a daily seesaw, as you know, and it's made deliberately to obfuscate what is essentially going on behind the scenes. So there's much more to talk about, but let's go to the phones. Talk to Leslie in Virginia now. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
The reason why I was calling in is the Clinton-Bush combo team was very successful in Clinton's getting NAFTA through, and what it did was create extreme poverty in Mexico. They felt it first. And it has driven starvation, basically, and unemployment and everything. It was all by design when we did this. And that was to promote the Security Prosperity Partnership. Now, I call it, they call it SPP. Now, I call it the Shyster Poverty Program. Mm-hmm. And this, our trade deficit, as you well know, Rick, mm-hmm. is over $800 billion. And here we have all these Chinese imports coming in with all their tainted food. Lou Dobbs is covering this again tonight. It's just unbelievable. All this excessive lead on the toys coming in for the children. We also have the faulty tires. The point being, nothing is being done about it. Nothing. Mm-hmm. And we keep putting up with this. And we have allowed these leaders create these type of problems because the only thing they care about, it's quite obvious to me, is themselves. They don't give a damn about the middle class mm-hmm. or about anybody else, about their own stinking little selves. What is so interesting is the people that will prosper, and I keep bringing this up, is, you know, Bush 41 and 43, not only were they connected to the Carlyle Group, but they have a substantial compensation for the Bush family from these investments. But these investments, and Mexico is rich in assets such as the Gulf of Mexico, oil, gold. I mean, but the whole point being is this is all by design, mm-hmm. and Rigzone announced that the Carlyle Group, together with the Goldman Sachs Capital Partners, provided $500 million in financial backing for the Cobalt International Energy Limited Partnership mm-hmm. to engage in oil and gas exploration yep. in Mexico. And they're going to be managed by the senior team that includes industry leaders such as Joseph Bryant, the former president and chief operating officer of Unocal. And you got Gillespie, he's mm-hmm. the general counsel of Mobil and Unocal. Mm-hmm. James Painter. It goes on and on. And the James Farswell out of BP. And as you know, the majority yep. stockholder of the British Petroleum, BP, is none other than Queen Elizabeth. Isn't this a trip?
Yeah, it's a happy family, huh?
A very happy, happy family. And we only have ourselves to blame, because what we did to Mexico, it was totally outrageous. And the little farmers were losing their property right and left. And what I'm saying is we have got to get those fences up as soon as possible. The Constitution guaranteed us from invasion. And President Bush has been totally derelict in Article 4, Section 4. Doing just that. In fact, he's promoting his own greed, and we need to have impeachment proceedings as soon as possible. And the number one thing I want to concentrate, don't get me wrong, we were lied to about the war. I mean, we can go right down the list. And his promotion of the open border policy, which is in direct conflict with our Constitution. But I like to go over his conflicts of interest personally and just go over that with him. We can start right there.
You know, it's true, because the Univision deal is something that's coming up again that I'm hearing more and more about. And, you know, this telecommunications industry, it facilitates this SPP, North American Union, facilitates these major mergers.
Absolutely.
And
Carlyle
about.
Group is right in the middle of that. And you know, you've got Murdoch, Rupert Murdoch,
yes.
licking his chops.
Yes.
He just got approved to the Wall Street Journal. And it is interesting. It's the same old gang. And Murdoch was the fundraiser. I misspoke the other day and said campaign manager.
Yeah,
but I like the way
he was interviewed the other night on the news, and he says, you know, just because I am so conservative, he says, you know, I don't keep my politics in my business, you know. We cover all sides. We give everybody fair treatment. And he says, I support Democrats and Republicans, so I don't hold me to accountability based on the rumors that I'm a conservative.
Well, he's Hillary's number one fan, and we have got to send a message that we are sick to death of this corrupt Bush-Clinton combo team promoting North American Union
yes.
and giving everything away to China, undermining our dollar, and we've got to stand up. And this is where I think, you know, calling into Congress 202-224-3121,
yes.
because I'll tell you, we are making a difference, but I think we take a lot for granted, and that is having you as the radio host and RBN, Republic Broadcasting okay. Network. And I think starting tomorrow morning, all of us who were who were blessed to even speak our voice, the least we can do, and the people that can hear this message, is to call RBN tomorrow during business hours and give a contribution. Free speech is not free. And this is one of the uncensored news outlets that we have, and we cannot take this for granted. And
Vox Populi, the voice of the people right now.
That's right. And it's very important that they call 1-800-724-2719. Again, I repeat, call 1-800-724-2719. And not to take this network for granted. It's very important that we step up to the plate starting tomorrow morning.
Yeah, the summer months have been dire and very critical. So if they can do something, fine. We'd love it. We'd love to get some help because it's in need right now.
Absolutely, Rick.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate your call and your promotion for RBN. Thank you.
Thanks again.
All right. Okay, now we are going to go back after the break. We have a break coming up, but apparently Rodney did not finish what he wanted to say, and we were supposed to have him come back on, and I apologize for that because I was supposed to go back to Rodney, and then some wires get crossed, and I can't blame anyone but myself. So I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, Rodney, you will have the final word. So stay with us. And the number here for, don't forget, for any time on the air is 800-313-9443. That's the on-air number. And we will be back in 3 minutes with more. I'm Rick Adams.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095. Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
All right, we're back now in the final lap, and Rodney, welcome back. I apologize for not letting you continue after that break.
Well, that's okay, Rick. You're forgiven, brother. Let me say this. I had a real brief experience at my local supermarket, and but before I do that, I want to comment on this this thing with the FISA.
Yes.
Now, we all know that Albert Gonzalez said that George Bush is above the law, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now they're talking about revising the FISA because George Bush claimed that it's out of date.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard somebody make a statement that he's never followed. In fact, I think it was Dr. Jerome Corsi said since he's been president, or in the last 3 or 4 years, he's broken over 700 laws. So, I mean, even when they revised the FISA, mm-hmm. And I don't even know if they're going to revise it because I even hear that this congressman out of Oregon, Flycio, said that even when they revise the laws, the Congress is not even allowed to look at them. So, you know, this is very, very, very dangerous.
Yeah, it's
very,
it's,
very dangerous.
Yeah,
and of course, none of the laws include the general public. I mean, they trample over any rights. Mm-hmm. You know, God-given or otherwise,
yes.
that the American people have. I'll just briefly share this experience, and it kind of ties in with what I was talking about, being illiterate and not being familiar with history. I was at the supermarket, and a young lady said that they had a sale on this bottled water, and showed it to me, and it said that it was had a lot of fluoride in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned to her and I said, that's poison. I said, I would never drink bottled water because of that. And she told me, she says, her aunt started drinking bottled water because she believed that the fluoride in there would help protect her, you know, from tooth decay.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead, her teeth all fell out.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of her teeth fell out, and she still is baffled as to why. But I told this young lady, I said, if you get on the Internet and you do a Google search and you put in fluoride, dangers, and poison, it'll give you an extensive amount of information on that's poison and the damage that it can do to your brain, your body,
mm-hmm.
and whatever, eventually
yes.
kill you.
Right.
And she was just like, oh, my God, I didn't know that. That was, and she says, I'm not going to drink water anymore.
Well, finding out, you know, all this baloney about bottled water is tap water in many cases, and they're being lied to by these major companies, again, the international mega companies that are all in bed with each other, and they're pulling the wool over people's eyes. Thankfully, that's being exposed.
Well, you know, the fluoride, I can't help but think, Rick, that this is another one of the things that the eugenicists, you mentioned Delano Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt,
mm-hmm.
Oliver Wendell Holmes, all these people, I'm sure they had a hand in putting this sort of poison
yes.
in the water. And sad to say, American, you know, people worldwide won't just pick on Americans.
Right.
We don't take the time to investigate these things.
No, they
find
don't.
Out
people
for
don't
ourselves.
Think for themselves. Rodney, we're ending the program. We're out of time. Thank you. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Call
Rick.
Again,
take
brother.
Care.
All right. Good night. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you tomorrow night. We'll be back tomorrow night with another fascinating program. Grant Hall, our guest, the author of Privacy Crises, get the book. Rick Adams, Lord willing, tomorrow night at 9 Central. Good evening.